I thought that for the teaching from the Torah today, I would tell you about something that's very common in rabbinic literature. When the rabbis want to teach something, sometimes they offer a teaching and sometimes they tell a story. And usually when they tell a story called a mashal, a parable, about 90% of the parables that the rabbis tell are called mashal lamelech, a parable of the king. Because God's always involved. And if you want to tell a human story that's about God, you tell a story about a king. And there's a very nice example, actually, in this morning's Torah portion of a mashal lamelech, a parable of the king, that was given by one of the greatest storytellers in Jewish history, whose name was the Magid, which means the storyteller, of Dubno. He was an Eastern European Jew who lived a couple of hundred years ago, and he told many, many, many stories about the Torah to make points about what the Torah was teaching. So I want to give you one of his stories, and this one is about when Moses comes before God and he says, if you destroy the Jewish people, mecheini na misifrcha asher katavta, then wipe me out of the book that you've written. The usual explanation of that, which is the obvious explanation, is Moses is trying to defend the people by saying, look, if you're going to get rid of them, get rid of me too. I don't want to be any part of this. I don't want to be part of a history and a people and a God that would actually destroy Israel. So God says, okay, I won't destroy them, and they go on. But the Magid of Dubna has a different way of looking at it, and there are always lots of ways. He said, here's the parable. Here's the story he tells. Once there was a minister to the king, whom the king treasured and valued, and he was a very important minister. The minister had a son. As often happens with the children of government officials, the son wasn't so good. And the son would go out and do all sorts of miserable things, commit crimes and so on, and every time the king would pardon him because he valued the minister who was the son's father. And finally, the father, the minister, realizing that this was doing his son no favors to commit crimes and be pardoned and commit another crime and be pardoned, he went to the king and he said, do me a favor, fire me. Because if you fire me, my child will know he's no longer protected and maybe he'll grow up. And according to the Magid, that's what Moses was doing. Moses said, look, you keep forgiving the people because of me. Wipe me out, and then maybe the people will grow up when they know that they're on their own. It's a very lovely story and a lovely example, and it's something that every parent can relate to, right? Sometimes you don't want to go into the teacher's office and say, give my kid a break, because you know that if the teacher doesn't give your kid a break, then the kid will have to fend for his or herself and learn a little bit how to grow up. So that's what the Magid thinks that Moses was doing. He was trying to remove himself because he didn't want God to forgive the people anymore, because he wanted the people to learn how to be adults on their own. It's both a beautiful point, and it also shows you the way a mashal lamelech, a parable of the king, works. And the Magid of Dubna, as I said, was the most famous of modern meaning, like the last several hundred years, of modern storytellers, and I thought that this was a lovely example to bring this morning. So let's have everybody come.